Blog Talk Radio.
Man, you can't be talking
Seven live coming to you straight from my living room. Welcome to our final day of the festivities. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I finally found my bow. If you didn't watch last night's ceremony, yes, Teju Oluboni. He's out on my website. You can find him out there and find all about him. He's a folklore storyteller, somebody that does the same thing I do, a chip off the old block, I would say. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. This evening will be a treat for you because we're finalizing everything. I have a guest that will be coming in the room talking, as well as I see my phone lines that are lighting up. That's a great thing. I hope that we continue to get those phone lines lit up. And I'm going to go out there and say hello to my guests right now. Let me say hello to my guests out there in the audience. Caller number two, I'm going to take you first. You're not getting away from me. I can see it happening now. Hello, caller number two. You're in the airways. Who am I speaking to?
What up? This is Tony Roney. What's going on?
Oh. Tony Roney. Where are you from, Tony Roney?
From New York. I'm out here chilling. What's going on? I'm from New York.
Oh, Tony, you missed the whole show. We had a whole month worth of reorganizing the marriage vows. Didn't you hear about it?
Marriage? I didn't hear about no marriage. Marriage is for suckers.
Marriage is for suckers? No, Tony. I found my beau, and my beau is Teju Oluboni, one of the outstanding folklore of the century.
Did you say your love was some does that sound like some British soup or something? Some old Oluboni. What is that? Anyway,
well,
no,
it's for me to know, Tony, and for you to find out. Anyway, hold on, Tony. I'm going to take the other caller. I'll be right back at you in the end.
Keep this list.
Caller number one, hello. You're in the atmosphere. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Good evening, Umi.
Can you speak up? Who's calling?
Yeah, Melvin here. Good evening, Umi.
Oh my God, Melvin, you almost a day late and a dollar short. You missed the ceremony yesterday, Melvin.
Sorry.
Are you tongue-tied? What's the problem?
I found a female. Yeah. And I've been kicking it with her, and it's been interesting.
You've been doing what, Melvin?
I discovered a female.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's in Florida.
Okay.
And it's interesting. I had her listening to some of the show, and it's going well, Omi. And I'm sorry that you. I was trying to reach out to you when you were advertising for a suitor. I thought maybe you and I could, and there's still a possible. This is just a conversation I'm having with this young lady, and the reason being, she's not having a laundry list. Her laundry list is really it's tolerable. It's really tolerable. She's intelligent and
but wait a minute, Melvin. Did I hear you say that you wanted to be one of the candidates for the King for a Day?
Well, only I put my application in.
Where?
I applied. Go
I
back
never got
and
it, Melvin. Did you send it through
snail
mail or did you send it through email? Because I never got your personal data. What a loss. You mean to tell me, Melvin, you wanted to be one of the King for a Day, and I didn't know about
it? I think you should reconsider whoever this Boli, whoever he is, and you should.
I can't do that, Melvin. I love this guy. Now, how am I going to just tell him he's not the King for a Day? Now, I did say
Umi,
I was going to get.
Umi,
I was going to have two King for a Day, Melvin. Melvin, I did
love.
Say I was looking for two King for a Day. But you know what? There was another guy called the ladies' man. He left me a note. I never got to speak to him. He's kind of a shy guy. But he did leave me a note and say hello. Ooh, a big hello at that. But, Melvin, I did say I was going to look at two. Now, Melvin, let me scratch my head and see here. If I do that, well, you know, Melvin, after the station identification, let me speak to the other guy and see if this is possible because our guest didn't show up today. So it might be possible we could squeeze you in and do something, but I'm not so sure. Just don't count your cattle yet. Hold on. Let me say hello to this gentleman again. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on?
Oh, okay. We're, Melvin wants to be one of the candidates for the King for a Day, and I am just beside myself.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Who's talking about that square? Who's just talking on the phone? It sounds like
he's not a square.
A square. Sounds like he only dates white women.
He's Melvin's not a square. Melvin's cool. Melvin, he's cool.
Melvin's
cool.
It sounds like a racist to me.
He's cool like that. Okay.
Well, hey, I don't know. I'm from New York City, baby. And all I know is New York City.
Hold on,
and
hold on, Tony, 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 cool down.
Oh,
hold your horses, Tony. Melvin's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's not a square.
Sounds like a buster.
Okay, well, why are you calling in today, Tony? Are you trying to get in the mix?
I'm not trying to get in that mix. I'm about getting fast cars and spending that mean green. I'm about my paper. I'm playing something like a pimp.
No, we're not looking for something like a pimp or other. That's not what only one.
Hey, you better get with the program, Jam Slam. And go on and get with this, because this is what's happening. We're in a recession.
Excuse me. It's going down.
You better get yours while you can.
Hold up.
So you can be able to have enough for yourself.
Tony. Ooh, you way over my head, Tony. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to handle you with a 10-foot pole. You are just all of that in bag of chips.
Hey, you know this.
Let me see if I can bring Melvin into this conversation and see what he thinks. Melvin, you're now going to see. I have Tony on the phone, and he thinks he should be chosen, and he thinks you are just out of the picture.
Well, I was listening to the guy, and, you know, no offense, but only this guy is not on the intellectual scale that you're on. And let him know that, no, I am not a racist. I love black women.
You know, I'm going to ask you and Tony to hold 1 minute. We did have a guest coming on. I want to take a facial identification, make sure that guest won't be on today. They're probably going to start off with our brand new show. But can you hold for 1 second? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to facial identification.
Sure.
This is something new. I was not looking to choose another king for a day. But apparently we have two guys on the phone. So let me go to station identification. We'll be right back. All right, we're back in the atmosphere again. And, Melvin, you're in the atmosphere. Melvin, a lot of people know you around here. They know you're a regular, and you and I have talked several times before. I did tell them that you possibly could have been a contendant, but it was a few things that
I should have been, homie. Not possible.
Jesus, Mother Mary, Melvin, slow down. I didn't even know you felt like that about me. I mean, why didn't you come clean and say something?
Come clean?
Oh, God,
well, Umi, listen. I felt the vibes. I don't know why. I mean, it was obvious.
Melvin, you got to be more open. I told you that laundry list was getting in the way. We couldn't even talk business for that laundry list. I didn't know you were even a contendant. I would have held off. I kept saying every day, will the phone line light up? Will that man call? I was pleading with the men, and because you didn't call, Olaboni has always been in the wing waiting for me. I had to accept him. What could I do?
Kick him to the curb.
Kick him to the curb. Let me check with Tony, because I know Tony is not having that. Tony, are you're in the atmosphere, Tony. Melvin wants me to kick this gentleman to the curb, Olaboni, the one that I chose for my king for a day. I did say I was going to choose two. However, Melvin and I have a few things that we haven't resolved, so I don't know if Melvin is really the one. Now, Tony, you're calling in today. Can you tell me what your phone call is for? Are you interested in becoming a candidate as well, or what is your phone call really for?
I'm here. What's going on? What is really good? What was the question?
No, I was asking, you're calling in today. This is our final show. We initially had a guest that was going to come on, our relationship expert, and she said she's running a little late, might not make it today, so we're going to probably bring her on. She is from the Lilac Tree. However, I do want to entertain your question. What exactly is your question? And I know you tell me about your background and what your skills are, but what is your question to be exact?
Question to be about what? I'm calling your show. I mean, what
I mean, I was trying to find out, were you interested in being involved in our program, or you wanted to give a comment or a statement or something?
Well, from what I understand, you're talking about believing in having more than one wife or something like that, more than one partner or something like that. I mean, I'm doing this right now, but so, you know, I do it for money. You know, I got to make sure my girls on the street, got to make sure they there, you know.
Well, I
shouldn't even be telling all my business. So I stretch that. You know, I don't want everybody to know my business. But anyway, I kind of agree with that. But, you know, it's like having friends with benefits. You know, I'm doing that right now anyway.
Okay, but Tony, you've been listening to our show, or you're a frequent listener, or what?
Oh, not really. You know, I'm not a frequent listener. I got money on my mind. I'm off that mean green all day, baby, 24/7.
Well, you sound like a player of it, but like I said, I'm not looking for a player. What Omi wants is a man that is a gentleman. I think Olaboni is that. I think that he has that ability to do music and sing. He's multi-talented. I mean, he's my world. He's just everything.
That sounds like he don't want to, because if he was there, he'd be with you. But anyway, you know, I'm a gangster cowboy. I keep it real, 24/7, okay? It seems like you're searching for something, and it's not there, okay?
Well,
there's many women I like to be with.
That's not true.
But you got to take what you got that's going to be available to you.
Tony, that's not really true. This Olaboni has been a longtime friend. He's always been there for me, never let me down. It's just that he's out doing shows and couldn't appear on the show, but he's always been my number one man.
Well, if he always been your number one, he would have been there to help you do your show then. Put it like to you like that. Just keeping it real, keeping it 100.
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep it 101 because I'm beyond the 100 part of it. So if you could get my drift, I am at the 101. So I'm willing to do the extra part. He's that kind of man. I don't mind doing the extra part. Now, I mean, can you get with that or what? I mean, you trying to tell me you got something more than that?
More than what? What program?
More than 101%.
There's no such thing as 101%. You either got 70-30 or 60-40. 101%, that's 1% off.
That's talking about going to just.
Hey, I know how to add.
I wasn't saying you couldn't add now. Okay, now, Tony, listen, you know, I don't want to get you all upset or anything. This show's been going on for quite a while now.
But it sounds like a bunch of hoopla to me, okay? Because I'm trying to get some understanding how this is going to benefit my pockets just to have multiple wives. And you understand, if I had these multiple wives, I got to pay that bill.
Now, I'm going to cut you off if you don't let me get a word in.
I mean,
if you read the billboard, it does say, the Care to Read Show. I am the host, Omi Inca 7.
That's the problem with our people. We don't care to read. So who cares to read? I don't care to read. I just do it.
Okay, Tony, I'd like to say something. What I'd like to say is that, you know, we have a lot of ghetto fabulous people around. I understand that, and they're out there in the world. Omi's not out there in the world right now. And the kind of guy that you say you are, you know, you might be fitting for somebody else, but right now on my show, I'm looking for a guy,
you know,
a little bit more laid back.
You know what? I'm not even looking for no love connection. Just bored.
Well, that's good. We
don't
know the same
listen
thing.
To this radio. You don't need to look for no love connection.
Okay,
the love
the
will find
page.
You when you come across one.
Okay, I mean, listen,
I'm in New York City for
Tony, can I put you on hold to get Melvin involved in this? And I'm glad we're on one accord now. Just hold for 1 second. Caller number one, you're in the air. Melvin,
yeah,
we got you back in the air. I was just talking with Tony about a few things, and he's having some real issues here. And, Melvin, I want to get you in on the conversation. I'm not with those hip-hopper guys, and neither am I with that something like a pimp or other. But, you know, I was trying to tell him Olaboni was a guy for me because he and I have something in common. I mean, I don't think he heard Barry last night when he talked to Olavoni and told him that he was in there and that he had it made. And he didn't hear what Olavoni had to say in the conversation. So this man is trying to convince me that Olavoni's not the one and to kick him to the curb. And I'm not that kind of person to once I make a decision to kick somebody to the curb. But, you
well,
know, man,
why are you even talking to this Tony guy? And then this Olavoni, I mean, he never showed up on the show. I've been on the show. I've been talking to you. It seems like you've done a flip out on me, and I resent that. And then for you to give this uneducated, non-reading individual time, I mean, you're wasting your time with these kinds of people. And how do we know Olavoni is really
well
right for you?
Melvin, I've been knowing Olavoni for over 25 years. He is that kind of guy. And believe me, being a keeper of the shrine and also being a priest in the community, he is all of that, Melvin, and I could vouch for that. I do know. And if I hadn't had that little interception there, I probably would have been married to him by now, and we would have been wedded already. He is a priest, and he's
that's
the type of guy I'm
tale,
looking for.
That's fairy tale.
It's as simple
as fairy
that.
Tale. Let's get into reality. I mean, I listen to the show all the time. I don't hear this guy calling in.
He doesn't have to.
25 years.
He doesn't
years,
have to. We
matter.
Don't have to be in conversation all the time for us. For you to hear it, I mean, I don't talk to him on this show. I'm very private about what I do. But the main thing is I told you all along I knew who he was, and so did you. And you know this guy. You know he's a good guy. Melvin, come on now.
Listen.
Weren't you on his show, Melvin?
Listen,
a couple of years ago, weren't you on Olavoni's show?
Yeah, this Tony guy. You need
so
to
what
just
do you think
cut
of
off.
Him?
Well, I don't have any. Listen, we're talking competition here, homie.
Okay.
I don't have any nice things to say about these guys.
All right, Melvin, my hands are up. See, both my hands are up. I surrender. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is equal opportunity and fair time. I've never been given the equal opportunity here.
Okay, so now we're pulling the race card. So now I'm being discriminatory to you. In what way, Melvin? Melvin, I've talked to you so many times. I've sang you love songs. Not one time did you get down on your knees and propose to me. Now,
I don't do that kind
I
of stuff,
I sing you
honey.
Love songs. Couldn't you have gotten down on your knees?
No,
at least
that's, one that's cornflake. That's cornflake stuff.
Cornflake? What is corny about that, Melvin? You're acting like a square. Cornflakes, my God.
You're calling me a square, Umi?
Melvin, you're talking about cornflakes, and we're talking about relationships. What does cornflakes have to do with anything?
How can you even entertain a conversation with this Tony guy? And we've had more enlightening conversations
Melvin,
than what this guy is bringing up.
I have to be courteous to every caller.
Okay.
Now, he's waiting now. Let me say something.
Be curious about
can you,
this.
Melvin, can you hold for 1 second? Let me get him back on the line. He won't go away. Hold on. Tony, I didn't want to keep you waiting. Melvin was in the background. We were talking, and I wanted to know if you had a comment about our show or a program or something that you can add as an attribute that we can change or add next year. Because apparently you missed most of it, but what would you add to the show if we're talking about monogamy, and dealing with polygamous relationships? You seem to have some interest in that.
Well, I'll say it like this. You're in for a world of trouble because ain't that against the law? In
no,
the United States of America.
I don't think that we're
hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some jumping in it. You cannot have more than one wife and go around marrying all these people.
Okay, wait, Melvin. Tony, we're not talking about that. I introduced them to the monogamous piece to give them more understanding of what is in the culture. and what's available. I did not one way or other say, I did show them that they could marry the community. However, they're already doing it, Melvin, in various different cultures, and it needs to be brought out there, dusted off, and reintroduced.
What you mean, man? The community. The community doesn't really care about their own people. Why are you gonna marry into the community?
Okay, Melvin. I mean, Tony.
I think everybody just need to worry about themselves.
Okay, Tony. Wait a minute. Listen, Tony. Now, African has they have a custom, and the custom is that the community is worthy to be connected to those wedded couples, and meaning worthy that they look out for them. They assist them, they help them, and they speak up on their behalf, and they keep their relationship together.
Now that sounds good. That sounds good right there. Well, how come I can't do that with one woman? And how come we can't be married and we attend a center that's for families, and we have family things? It's like a big center, and they have all these different people there that have family things to help keep your marriage together. Like, you go to the center, like if you have a problem, you have a financial problem, or your kids ain't doing good in school. I mean, it's like a big center. You have one wife, and then, you know, your husband ain't been too good, and you go to them with their problems. Y'all can help. And then they sit you down and say, see, this is what you're doing wrong, and this is what you're doing wrong, and y'all come up and work it out.
Well, Tony,
you just
got
to work it out.
That's what the Luxor Institute is all about.
No, you're calling my ass bringing another woman in
the
relationship.
No, the Luxor.
Another man. That makes no sense.
The Luxor Institute is all about showing the family how they can come together with the rituals and tradition of their forefathers and how they can still utilize those concepts and still be wholesome and be accepted, because our culture is different from other cultures, if you didn't know that or not. We just choose not to accept our culture, and we have been so Europeanized that we don't understand that the reason why the men are out in the street with all of these women is because their culture has culturized them as a man that believes he's a king and is entitled to have entitlements of many relationships and many possible unions. And that's what I wanted to present
to
the family.
Hold on, buddy. Now, that's not interracial. You go around talking about you can't. Because if I got a good woman at home, I'm going to be there. If she cooks, cleans for me, makes my bed, does all this stuff, she's going to be there. And if she's doing what she's doing right in the bedroom, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
I don't need
right,
four,
Tony.
Five, six
Tony,
other people around me in my circle.
Thank you, Tony. And we're going to put you on hold. We're going to put you on pause for a minute, and we'll come back to you. Melvin's still in the atmosphere. Thank you so much, Tony, for that information. Melvin, Tony had quite a bit to say, and some of the points he made was very, very relevant. However, there were some irrelevant points that he made. I'm not marketing, advertising, polygamy. I'm trying to intercept this thing called swingers to let other people know that it's nothing new under the sun, that the Africans have been doing something that's a little better than swinging. They have been doing something called unions, and unions are possible because we're going to have unions throughout our life with many women, and we can do it appropriately. Okay, Mel, hold it, Mel. Can I finish my point? We can do that appropriately if it's done within the custom. That's all I was trying to show.
Now, go ahead. So, Omi, let's bring this to square one. Listen. Our ancestors, our ancient ancestors, civilized the world. They had a system in which to live by. Europeans have made polygamy some sexual object. Polygamy is not that. This guy, Tony, I mean, he's not in tune with what our ancestors did. Conscious black men who really, really are in tune to the ancestral way of living and women know that polygamy is there for the keeping of society. For instance, it takes a village to raise a child. That's
I agree, Melvin.
That's a polygamous statement. That has nothing to do with European monogamy. European monogamy is a cancer to the soul of the African. We don't.
Okay,
Melvin,
I wholeheartedly agree with you, but what I'm trying to point out is that it not only takes a village to raise a family, it takes a parent to raise up a village. If there's no one at home in the house to develop a family, there will be no village had in the Congo. Trust me, you have to have a bona fide parent who is eligible and equipped to raise up a village. And that's my concept. I came up with that. So what I'm saying is that if we be who we are, and all I'm asking everyone to be that's out there that's African-American, is be yourself. Be African. If you choose to do nothing else throughout the day, choose to be yourself, which is African. And it's okay to utilize some of your customs and research what your customs were so you can implement them. But it makes no sense for someone to bring us jumping the broom, and then we say, oh, that's our stuff from Africa. Jumping the broom is a Europeanized custom from the Western world. It is not what the Africans did as a traditional ritual. Now, if you say kill the goat, and if you say dowry, bring dowries and gifts, if you say marry the couple back to the community, those are customs. If you say taste the sweetness of the honey, tasting the salt, the yeast, and the soda, those are all customs of condiments that Africans use. Now, Omi created this African wedding her style. I added the condiments because those are the things that savor us and that preserved us through the Middle Passage. Many of the Africans ate the cornmeal, and they survived off of the cornmeal, and the cornmeal was everything to them, even in their divinations, their reading. So therefore, I was giving you traditional customs, trying to help you incorporate them. I found my man now. Olaboni, is it? He is a traditional, customary African traditionalist, even though he's an American. He loves the culture. He lives by the culture. He and I have so much in common that he would be the perfect dude for me. And I know it, and a lot of people know it, but I'm saying to you, Melvin, you always be my king because you came to me first, and you didn't get on your knees like you did. But now you want to say, I left you out. I didn't leave you out, Melvin. Melvin, I sang love songs to you. You didn't even greet me with the love song back.
I think you should reconsider your position here. Now, listen. All that sounds nice, a lot of fluff. But the meat to the whole situation is this. Has this brother, has he asked for your hand in marriage?
Yes, he has, at one time.
I'm not talking about years ago.
At one time or another, Melvin, yes, he did.
Umi, listen, here's the real world, okay? What's facing the world itself? In Black America, White America, Mexican America, a lot of problems. One of the biggest problems that we face is capitalism, and capitalism.
Melvin, listen, we're talking about what Omi wants here.
Melvin, our time is almost up.
Melvin, you have a lot to say, but listen, Melvin, we want to zone in to what it is that Omi wants. What do you think I want? Come on. I gave a lot of clues. Come on, Melvin. Hit me with it. Come on.
Obviously, you want this king. And congratulations if you found this king. But leave the love part out of it. That's an illusion.
Okay, Melvin.
Love is an illusion.
It's your turn now, Melvin. Fire at me. What do you think Omi wants? I
want
to know. What
world,
it is you think
Omi?
I want? Do you
love
know me well enough to tell me? Melvin, come on. Give me what it is you think I want. What is it that I want in a man? Come on.
You want a king.
Okay, but the only thing you said before was Filthy Luca that you remember. Can you remember some of the other things? I'm
going to
bring Tony in here. Maybe Tony knows.
What
is it that Omi wants, Tony?
Oh, you know what? From my observation, I think you want somebody just like you to be interested in the same things that you are, you're not going to find that in the world. Nobody is going to be thinking like you because you're an individual and everybody's different.
Thank you for that. When you find that
in something, it's not going to work because y'all going to be butting heads because y'all going to be too much alike.
Good point. All right. Now, Tony.
And that's what it's going to be, and that's law.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Now, Melvin, you have the floor. Tell me what it is that Omi wants. Now, if you can think of anything that I have gone
Omi,
out to.
No,
this
past
come on now, Melvin. You say you should be the king. Why?
No,
tell me why
no.
you should be the king. Make me believe it.
No. Number one, I have filthy, filthy, filthy Luca.
I know
it's
that.
Running, yeah, okay.
I know that.
I'm
you got
conscious.
Money. So
I'm
you,
conscious.
So the man's
I
got,
am
got
physically
going.
Sick. I'm physically sick. Mentally, spiritually.
Physically fit.
Emotionally. Yes.
Melvin, do you have a picture on the website that I can see where you're physically fit? Huh?
I can provide that. That's not
I mean,
a problem.
Melvin, tell me about your eating habits. Are you a vegetarian, a vegan, or what do you do for eating?
I
mean, do you just eat out junk food
with
or what?
Balance. I eat with balance. I eat according to what it is I'm doing, Umi.
Okay. Now I'm not going to argue with you on that, but, Melvin, you do need to pump up your speed a little bit. You get with the program, get a little bit more conscious, and the square thing that Tony talked about, you are a little bit dissectional, triangular, and I'm trying to smooth that out a little bit so that you can get to the consciousness. How conscious are you, Melvin?
I'm intelligent enough to know the difference between consciousness and stupidity. I'm intelligent and have the wisdom enough to know how to apply intelligence and what consciousness is. It's simply aware. I'm aware of
okay, Melvin,
things,
lower your voice.
Just
we're not yelling. Melvin, lower your voice. Bring it down a notch. Now, I want to say this, Melvin. You're a good guy, and I know that. But you know what? I'm going to crown you king for a day and have two kings like I said I would. I'm going to make you king for a day because you are all of that in a bag of chips, and you won your way with me today. And heaven must have hooked us up because I didn't see it coming when you came to this room, Melvin. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make Melvin a king for a day. Heaven had to have hooked him up. Melvin,
heaven will come, heaven will come. The words that I've never been, you can be my song, my